Amin. Yes, welcome everybody. This afternoon, we had the pleasure of talking with Ahmed Tijani in Accra, Ghana. And that's all been recorded and now uploaded to our YouTube, Threshold Society YouTube channel. And it's Threshold Society 11 at YouTube. Anyway, it was beautiful to connect and to see him. I saw him maybe 3 years ago in Delhi at the World Sufi Forum. Camille hasn't seen him for about 10 years or so.
Many years.
But he's visited us at Casa Paloma, and he and his wife stayed with us for about 2 weeks when we were recording the album Praise back, I don't know when that was, a long time ago, in the 90s,
yeah.
In the sort of late 90s. But anyway, a dear brother is awaiting a triple bypass operation, which he can't have right now in Accra, but he has a good doctor recommended by a great doctor in Singapore. And he's living on bread and tea. That's what life, what the lockdown is like in Ghana now, bread and tea. And now and then he has some brothers that come from around the corner and make some noodles for him.
So please hold him in your prayers for successful operation when it's possible, inshallah.
Well, we'll let everybody know when that time comes. Anyway, it was beautiful to see him and to connect. And I asked him a question about what has he learned from his elders, from his masters, from his West African Sufi tradition about Ramadan that he would like to share with us. And he said, I've thought about this for many years. Why did Allah command the fast? And then he quoted this verse from the Quran. Fasting has been ordained for you as it was ordained for peoples previously, in order to increase your taqwa. And at first he translated taqwa as fear of God, but then he says, no, this is entirely the wrong translation, because there is a word for fear, and it's not taqwa. And he used Muhammad Asad's translation, which is God consciousness. Fasting has been ordained for you in order to increase God consciousness in you. And he then spoke about how Adam, who we consider a prophet, how Adam was given all of the divine names. The human being has inherent in us all of the names of God. In other words, all of the knowledge that the divine has to offer is potentially available to the human being. And you know, in the story in the Quran, Iblis, who is something like a very powerful spirit, some people call him, equate him with the figure of the devil, but at that time he was a, couldn't exactly be an angel because he had free will, and angels don't have free will, but he was some kind of near angelic great spirit. Anyway, Iblis said, no, I won't bow down in front of Adam. And Mevlana, when he relates to this story, he says that Iblis's refusal to bow down to Adam is the essence of all sin, which is spiritual pride. And Tijani had a really interesting take on this. He said, God would never command anyone to bow down before anything other than God, right? I mean, that violates everything we, especially everything Sufism teaches. So Tijani was making the case, a very interesting case, which had never occurred to me, and I've never heard from anyone before, that since all of the attributes of the divine are in the human being, the divine was asking Iblis to bow down before God himself, as God is inherent in the human being and as the human being is essentially of the divine. It's interesting interpretation.
And that there is nothing but God, la ilaha illa Allah, and that there is just this illusion, you know, of something, a face, you know, that is permeated with that presence in all creation, but especially this capacity of the human being to hold and reflect that divinity that breathed us into being.
Yes. And he said, when I see you and Sheikha Camille, he said, and I honor you, he said, what I want to see in you is not the form of Kabir or Camille. What I want to see in you is the divine. So this is a true understanding based in Tawheed, in the oneness of existence. He also emphasized very much a theme that we've touched on so many times in our Mesnevi and other classes and meetings. And that is that all of this, I mean, I always say that Mevlana's teaching is fundamentally about spiritual perception. What, how we human beings can have our perception of reality transformed by knowledge. And the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge of oneness, is the key to all of this, to be able to see that it is always the divine manifesting in one way or another. And we should search for that divine in each other. We should look for the beauty of the divine in each other, look for the beauty of the divine in all circumstances, and even in these incredible, scary, difficult, and chaotic times we are living in, to trust that there is a divine purpose in all of this, and to be open to perceiving what that is. I shared with him a translation of something from Mevlana that I think is an incredible description of what happens to us during Ramadan and during an extended fast. And as usual, Mevlana captures it with an eloquence and beauty that's unparalleled. So he says, there's hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. We are lutes, no more, no less. If the sound box is stuffed full of anything, there's no music. If the brain and the belly are burning clean with fasting, then every moment a new song comes out of that fire. The fog clears and new energy makes you run up the steps in front of you. Be empty and cry as the reed flute cries. Emptier write secrets with the reed pen. When you're full of food and drink, Satan sits where your spirit should, an ugly metal statue in place of the Kaaba. When you fast, good habits gather like friends who want to help. Good habits gather like friends who want to help. Fasting is Solomon's ring. Don't give it to some illusion and lose your power. But even if you have, if you've lost all will and control, they come back when you fast. Like soldiers appearing out of the ground, flags flying above them. A table descends to your tents, Jesus' table. Expect to see it when you fast. This table spread with other food, better than the broth of cabbages. From my experience, this is literally true. I know that people who sing for a living will never go to a performance having eaten a full meal. They'll always keep their throat warm with warm tea or warm water and keep the stomach empty. And I think we find, maybe you've noticed it too, but when we fast, on fasting days, the voice changes. We get, as Rumi says, the fog clears. There's a fire burning. And if the brain and the belly are burning clean with fasting, in every moment a new song comes out of that fire. So it's something physiological, as well as, I mean, something physiological that allows a spiritual possibility. So going back to the Quranic ayat, it says, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was to previous peoples. So this is something archetypal. This is not something, an innovation in the name of religion. All of the great traditions incorporate fasting, at least while they're in their vital stages. Sometimes the practices of fasting become very compromised. But we still have the possibility of a beautiful fast as much as we're capable of it. And different people have different needs, and sometimes there are medical issues and so forth. And, you know, we have to just do our best with this. And sometimes if some modification is required, et voila, in the name of health and well-being, sometimes the law, the recommendations are meant to serve human beings and serve our best, our well-being. But in this month of fasting, there is this hope, this possibility, and actually this certainty, really, that if we can fast, and not just from physical food, but from gossip, from anger, from all negative behaviors, then little by little, something opens up in us that we begin to perceive things in a different way. Rumi fasted a lot, and in the tradition, he recommends it as one of the most essential spiritual practices. Part of it, of course, is just learning to master the drives of the body and to be living in that state of our being where we are not just all the time trying to meet the needs and the desires of the body, when we can place our center of gravity outside of that realm of the nafs and all of its desires and drives, and we find that we can be listening to something else. instead of just listening to those drives. So, alhamdulillah, here we are again at the beginning of this month of fasting. The Quran also says, fasting is to do good to yourselves, if you but knew it. I took some notes on the virtues of fasting, and they're in a text that has been shared and will be shared. A document that covers a lot of quotes of the saints about fasting. But here's a few of the things that I wrote down for myself some years ago. One, it teaches economy. It teaches adaptability because our normal habits are turned upside down during Ramadan. We may learn a self-activated power in the face of unexpected hardships. It teaches us discipline and order by connecting us to the observance of certain acts at a certain time. It relaxes the digestive system and ensures against many harms that develop from a weakened digestive system. It encourages a spirit of social belonging, of brotherhood and equality. And we join ourselves to a worldwide community. Yes. Well, how is everybody doing this week? Alhamdulillah. So far, so good. Good. That's good.
Mashallah.
I have you all in gallery view, so I see 4, 12, 13, and then I see one of the hidden ones, Gray Henry, down at the bottom. That's fine. We're welcome. Welcome, Gray. What news do you have for us, any of you? What is your life like? What beauties do you have to bring?
I think we probably all miss you. And
we miss you too. So good to see everyone.
You know what we did yesterday? We thought of all of you. We went out to Eleanor's farm and to the pyramid that we built out there. And Camille and I sat and meditated for the better part of an hour. It was a little windy, but there was no sound but the wind and the birds. And the space of the pyramid felt beautiful and deep. And we were looking around trying to think, how many people could we have sitting there in muraqabah, in meditation, possibly in zikr. And the pyramid is about 15 feet square. So you could have, and then there's a perimeter too that is where is also sittable. Anyway, we thought we could easily have six people there sometime.
Maybe some further out on the grass.
Without without any if not more, without any issues, I think. So
maintaining our social distancing, but immersed in the realm of zikr, inshallah.
Yeah.
One day, God willing.
Yeah, inshallah. Hopefully, this all passes by in the summer. It would be really beautiful to be out there in the summer.
Yes. Yes, well, it's beautiful now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, most beautiful in these spring days before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, yes, Rebecca.
Well, just as this whole COVID social distancing hit, I went out to the pyramid there and with my friend Dave, and we, but I sat, he walked around and I sat in the center of that pyramid.
Yes.
And right now it is beautifully cool and no ticks and all kinds of things. But I actually had been in a sort of prayerful state before going there. And it was, the energy was so wonderful to sit just in the center. And notice there were ants all around the outside walkway, but in the center of that pyramid, not one ant or, it was like inside was no disturbing.
Yes.
And I was just doing a kind of a calling, and all thoughts went away, and just a beautiful color of a kind of magenta. It was quite, it was just wonderful, and everything cleared, and Dave showed up after his walk, and there was much peace. I would go with you all anytime there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we had a timeless moment, and I always am wondering, does this really have anything to do with that structure? And it certainly feels good out there.
Subhanallah for the earth and all its resonances and the sky held together in recognition.
You know, it was created with a sacred intention. And intention means so much. We know that where the grace comes from, we have no confusion about that. We know it's not a thing that produces this, but by virtue of the intention, the beauty of it, and it's holding up very well, actually, it's aging gracefully. So inshallah, we'll find a time to be out there together, and maybe I'll send you a recent picture of it so you can all see it.
Mm-hmm. Or inshallah, in a park, some moment, somewhere, before too long, God willing. We can gather.
Christian, a picture as well. Christian.
Christian, yes. And Nicole?
And Nicole, uh-huh. I remember being at 1288 when you were talking about the distance of pyramids from the equator. Yeah. And.
Yes, we count that pyramid was built on calculations that are the same as the calculations that were used for the cathedrals of Europe, that you actually measure the distance to the equator from whatever latitude you're at. And I did that and developed what I call the Louisville qubit. And so that pyramid is 10 Louisville cubits square, which is, and I sometimes forget, but it's something like 1 millionth of the distance from the equator. This is sacred geometry. It's about sacred laws, and inshallah, it doesn't do any harm to be intentional. Yeah.
And especially during this month, may we continue the reflection of all of our spaces being a sanctuary and bringing that light of remembrance into our homes and welcoming that presence and the deepening of that presence wherever we are.
Our homes are our spiritual abodes, and they deserve to be maintained with order and cleanliness. Sometimes they need ablutions. Another important thing for us to pay attention to. Yes.
Anything else anyone would like to share?
What's that, Medina? What are you showing us? It looks like something you made. Is it something you made?
Uh-huh.
And what do you call it?
A spider.
A spider, yes. A
spider with a special parasol.
Oh, nice. Thanks. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah. Our granddaughter Lyra was making something like that too. Just the other day, she also showed it to us. It's good to be creative. Good to, you know, kids are always making things. Their imagination is always busy creating.
SubhanAllah.
I hope we all are.
How is everyone feeling with the social distancing? I feel like it can get a little bit lonely. And if it lasts too long, I don't know if we're going to last with it.
You know, we are blessed here in Kentucky, really, and in that we have relative freedom. You know, in Dubai, you can't leave your apartment unless you have government permission in advance. You can't leave for anything.
Yeah, I saw pictures of the streets. They were completely empty. Like, there was not one car.
Yeah. We saw the same video, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
You heard it with me. Yeah, and some places, it's the lockdown is very, very serious. In England, too. You know, you can get... in England, for instance, you can't get in the car and drive to some beautiful natural place. If the police catch you doing that, you'll be in trouble. You could be fined and sent back. You're only supposed to go out of your house. You can't just do like we do, go out to nature. I know that Ralph and Zakia have some secret places to walk. What was that place that you went to, Ralph?
Alhamdulillah, we live not far from the Louisville Loop, which encircles Jefferson County. Well, it's not all finished yet. When it is finished, it'll be, I don't know, 155 miles, I believe. But there's a beautiful section of several miles, maybe 30, down by Floyd's Fork in the southern part. It's not far from us. And there are off of the main... paved trail. There are a lot of beautiful trails through the woods and such. Mm. And so we've gone down there. There are, and everybody's doing, there were lots and lots of people, but everybody was doing really well, staying, keeping their distance and such. So it was really nice to see lots of people out, but yet everybody being very safe. And then once you get off the main one where there are bicycles and things and get off on one of the beautiful trails, then it's just, there are very few people there. So mm-hmm. it's in the flowers. Mm-hmm. Hanging up everywhere. Alhamdulillah. I feel bad for those that are having a hard time and suffering, because for us, it's just been a wonderful spring.
Yes, yes.
Yes, thanks be to God for all the beauty near us.
Yeah, we were there on Monday, and it is very beautiful. It's mm-hmm. very kind of almost doesn't look like Kentucky. So it was very beautiful.
Actually, it does. This is the Louisville is the rest of the part. That looks most of Kentucky looks more like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
There's a lot of beautiful country in Kentucky, without a doubt. We were reminded when we went out to Eleanor's. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's amazing how much farmland and rural areas there are so close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I would like to try zikr again tonight, and I made some adjustments in the advanced audio settings of Zoom. There are some secrets to be known. But I'm gonna do a little test, first of all. I'm gonna test this and check in with all of you just to see what it sounds like, okay? So we're going to begin with a simple Allah as a warm-up. That sound like it should. Good. And also, dear Lizzie, hi Lizzie, you requested something of us. Lizzie's getting a bandier for herself.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Look who's here, Hazrati Saz. Are you in an okay position for drumming?
Inshallah.
Yeah.
One small drop became a spring, and now that spring is overflowing. Here spring flows, you have seen, and there we
Evala. So, dear Brother Muhammad, would you say a few words? Would you introduce yourself a little bit just so we can hear your voice and tell us maybe what brought you here? Why are you here tonight?
First of all, I will express my gratitude. I'm really grateful for being here. And I really enjoyed it so much. I've been looking since a long time for a community of people who really understand the universal values in Islam and in religion in general. And since a long time, I was born in Saudi Arabia, grew up there. My family was practicing Islam, Muslims, and also, but generally the teaching there, I found it not the thing that I was looking for, the general mindset of the general teaching in Islam there. So I've been looking since a long time, reading about Sufism and looking for different community. I came here to the US to study in 2011, and through searching in the internet, I found about the Treasure Society. And I felt that this was what I was looking for since a long time.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And
thank you. It's really good. And also, I'd like you to say a little bit about the Hadramut of Yemen, where your family is originally from. Tell us just a little bit, because this has a ring of something deep and sacred to my ears.
Yeah. I think people in Hadramaut generally, Sufism, it's part of their culture, especially people from Tarim coming, and even my family, my mother and father, they were born there in Hadramaut. So they were practicing this. And for me, as a second generation, maybe we lost part of this tradition. So I felt I'm like reunited, coming back to this tradition, even when I start to speak with my mother about these things, and she speak about my grandfathers. Mm. Yes. She speak about their hadra coming together to make dhikr together.
Yes.
But then this teaching has been lost, especially as a second generation. Yeah, I think, and we go back to Hadramaut from time to time also. Still a huge part of my family are there. Mm. And I pray for them now. Their situation is hard.
Mm. Yes.
So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make it easy for them and for us all.
Well, you know, that just reminded me of another Ilahi.
Mm.
Okay. Uwaisi Qurani.
Yes.
So, you know Uwaisi Qurani?
Yes.
Best of men are hidden, worlds upon their shoulders. Best of men are here. on their shoulders in the land of Yemen. They sleep the honey in the land of Yemen. Love its shadows, or why is it shining? Sun must love its shadows, or why is it shining? In the land of Yemen, they seek for honey. In the land of Yemen, they seek for honey. Stars are made for worship, the heart reveals her eyes. The stars are made for worship. Heart reveals her rises in the land of Yemen. We seek the morning in the land of Yemen. We seek the morning. This love's beyond form, the air is transparent. This love's beyond form, the air is transparent. In the land of Yemen, we seek the morning.
Sikarani and Yemen. Yemen is very beloved to us. So, okay. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Waladdallin. Amin. As long as we're in this world, none of us is free of faults, mistakes, and sins. May we be forgiven, and may we be forgiving. Bismillah, Astaghfirullah. 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 Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. Everything in existence is the manifestation of a single source of life and being. And we say these words, La ilaha illallah, to remind us of the oneness of being, and to remind us not to make idols of our ego's whims and desires. Bismillah, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Thank you. God answers all calls made in sincerity and truth. Bismillah, Ya Allah. Allah. Allah.
Sadrak Vavadana Hunkavrak Alavi Ankara Vorak Varavana Lakasikrak Vaina Molus Rios Ina malus rius ra, vaita varata ansava, vahina rafika varam, sakala ulaha.
We give thanks for the light under which we gather, for our peer Hazrati Mevlana and Jalaluddin Rumi, for the generations of seekers and guides that have come before us, and for all those who have been our teachers.
Amen.
And we pray for the health and well-being of everyone in this circle, our families, our children, our children's children, future generations, and our world.
Amen.
And we mention at this time anyone in need of prayer or healing. And may Almighty God make our intention and our awareness sound, and bring us in readiness to the center of true beginning. And may the light of this circle be received wherever it's needed. By the breath of Mevlana, by the secret of Shamsi Tabriz, by the nobility of Imam Ali, and the blessings of Muhammad Mustafa, mercy to the worlds. Let us say who. Well, salam, dear friends. We kiss your hands and your eyes. Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Eva Allah.
Eva Allah. Much love.